Covered by your grace, I'm so free.
Your grace has found me just as I am. You see, hand in burden,
Your grace has found me just as I am. Empty-handed but alive in your hands. Singing majesty. Singing majesty. Forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty, forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty, forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship Your holy name. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, I worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. Rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh that day when my strength is failing. The end draws near and my time has come. Still my soul sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forever. Soul. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give God a hand clap of praise. Well, hallelujah. You never realize the impacts of daily thanksgiving, the impact of daily worship for the Lord and everything. That the impact that makes on other people, and sometimes it takes God reminding you of it, you know, of what happens when you're obedient. And when I was singing this song, God laid this on my heart, and you know, this last week, the community lost a dear lady, Miss Susie Pfeiffer, and when I was singing this song, I was reminded of a time that Miss Susie came up to me, and you know, Facebook of all things that God was able to use, and she said, "Thank you for what you share on Facebook." You know, I'm all the time sharing, you know, gospel, you know, Bible verses and things like that. You know, trying to be uplifting, trying to be encouraging, trying to help other people, and she told me how much it helped her. You know, to be able to see those things. And all I was doing is I was just wanting to be obedient. And God used that to reach out and touch somebody. And now, you know, like, it's talking about,
when our day comes and everything, you know, we'll go up and we'll start joining in a song that lasts for 10,000 years and forevermore beyond that. You know, the praise unending and how she is singing that song now. When you're obedient to the Lord, to be thankful, to show thankfulness, to show thanksgiving, to stay positive, to just spread His word, the impact that makes on people you may never know. You may never know what kind of impact that makes. I praise God that I got to learn about that one, and I pray that there's many more out there and everything, and you know that I got to know this lady, and I praise God that you know today she is singing that song of praise to God for 10,000 years and forevermore, that praise unending, and I thank God for that, and I don't want to take anything away from the pastor's sermon this morning or anything, but you know thankfulness. When you're obedient and you choose to live a life of thanksgiving, it makes a difference. It really does. It makes a difference. And I praise God for that, that I got to know about that one and everything. You know, just, and it's all glory to God. That's not in anything of me. That's all glory to God that he did that and that he does that. Through our obedience, He can move. Through our obedience, He can touch lives. He can help other people through our obedience. And I praise God for that. And let's give God a hand clap of praise and thank Him for that.
I want Brother Donnie to share with you what the Spirit of God spoke in his heart, because it ties in with what Brother Corey was saying and with the direction that the Lord is leading us in the sermon this morning and the direction of this whole service.
I just have a real strong pull in my spirit that somebody or somebody's needs a reassurance of the Lord. They are fearful. There's doubt in their life or whatever that maybe comes to the Lord for that reassurance.
Yes.
In their life.
Yes. Amen.
Their situation, whatever it is.
So you think about that, and then as the Lord leads us through this word, then you get ready for a miracle to change in your life. Amen. Take your right hand and put it over your heart. Raise your left hand to the Lord. Say, I came, Lord,
I came
to give,
and to receive.
I'm going to be forever changed.
May you forever change.
To be used to change others. And I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Donnie. Hallelujah. The Lord likes to get us set up in a place, a position to be able to give Him praise and to receive what He would have for us. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Open up your Bibles, if you would, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Very familiar verses of Scripture. What's on my heart this morning, you and I were either going to be in thanksgiving or we're going to be in transgression. We're going to either be in thanksgiving or we're going to be transgressing what God has told us to do. And I'm going to share some things with you, be very open and honest with you, because this is how we learn from each other and this is how we grow. When we recognize and realize that only one is perfect, and that's Jesus. And He wants to help us to learn from each other. He wants us to help us to learn from what He's doing in each other's lives. Amen? And I want you to take this little tidbit home with you. Thanksgiving and praise is the protocol to enter into God's presence. Thanksgiving and praise is the protocol. It's the key. And you and I, we want to be in His presence because in His presence, we're under that covenant. We're in that place of protection, of providence. And thankfulness is not about conduct. It's not about behavior. In other words, it's not feelings. Thankfulness is just an action. It's a made-up mind by your spirit to do and to be thankful. And if we're not thankful, then in reality, we're fearful. And that's why Brother Donnie said what the Spirit of God said to him. But we'll lay this out from the Word of God. You need to be excited this morning because the Holy Ghost is moving. Amen? He's saying some things. He's then laid some groundwork. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting at verse number 16. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting at verse number 16. When you're there, say amen. Notice what the Word of God says. Rejoice evermore. Verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Verse 18. In some things, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Say, that's me. Brother Donnie, would you pray? Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Donnie. You may be seated. Thank you so much for your presence this morning. I'm so glad to have to meet Teresa. I'm glad she's here this morning with Brother Larry. God is good. Amen. All right. So as we look at these verses of Scripture, we've read them many times. We've studied them many times. All of us, we can quote them probably. But I want you to know that if the Christian is going to be all that God has called them to be. If I'm going to be, if you're going to be all that God has called us to be, we've got to do these three. To be, we've got to do these three. Amen. And we, to be able to do this, you've got to be out of fear and you've got to be in faith. Because if you're in fear, if I'm in fear, there's no way that we can rejoice. Amen. There's no way that you and I can pray in fear because God answers the prayer of faith. Amen. And so this morning, if I'm going to be in the place, the attitude of gratitude, if I'm going to be in the place of giving thanks, I've got to be in faith. And so the only way I can do that is I've got to replace all this stuff that's going on around me with a vision of what God has said through Jesus Christ. Amen. And if I will do that, I'll be thanksgiving instead of transgression. Because if you notice what he said there, in verse 18, he didn't say this was a suggestion. He said it was a command. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you, concerning me. Amen? And so in the original language, when this is wrote in Greek, there were no periods at the end of these verses. So this was a continual action. You and I, we rejoice evermore. We pray without ceasing, and then we're able to give thanks. So these are a continual progression. This is a one thought, a full sentence in the original language that you and I have to put to practice. So here we are this morning. We need to see some things before we get into the meat of this. We need to see this protocol. If you would, go with me in the book of Psalms. Psalms, I love the book of Psalms. It's got so much power. Go with me to Psalms chapter 100. Psalms 100. And let's read. We don't have time to read all of this, so let's read verse number 4. Let's read verse number 4. Psalms 104, the Word of God says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Now, we read that and we think, well, he's just talking to the Old Testament, the children of Israel, the Old Testament saints. But he's talking, he's laying out a protocol, a type for teaching for you and I in the New Testament. The only way that you and I can enter into the gates of the Lord is with a thankful heart, with an attitude of thankfulness. In other words, we can never get where God wants us to be unless we're thankful. So if we're going to enter into the goodness of God, if we're going to enter into the promises of God, if we're going to enter into the provision of God, we've got to do it with an attitude of gratitude. We've got to do it with a thankful heart. Amen? And so we've got to see that if there's some things happening in our lives where the devil is able to work, where he's able to occupy, where there's some limitations, some hindrances in your life and my life, we need to step back and we need to say, am I going in to the presence of God in the way that he's designed it, in the way that he's commanded it, in the way that he has orchestrated it by example? And we'll look at Jesus' example in a moment. But notice what he said. He said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Now you go through the gate and you come into the court. And then when you come into the court with praise, after being thankful, all of a sudden the court takes you to the presence of God. Come on, that's what you and I are looking for. That's what we're longing for. That's what we're hungry for this morning. Because in the presence of God, there's fullness of joy. Amen? Fullness of joy. Not just a little bit of joy, but fullness of joy. And that's what you and I have to have in this lost, broken down world to be able to be used by God to touch those who need a touch. To bring truth to those who are hurting, who are hungry. Amen? But we have this opportunity this morning. But I've got to see that I've got to be thankful to go through the gate. And then I've got to praise God to come into the court. And then I'm going to come into the court. And that takes me directly into the presence of God. He said, be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Excuse me. Bless His name. So I've got to be thankful. Man, if I'm thankful, I'm going to be blessing the Lord. Like Corey was singing. See how the Holy Ghost worked all that out? Bless the Lord. Come on. With all my soul, I bless Him. Amen. Bless His holy name. Because when you and I bless the Lord, things happen. First of all, He inhabits that praise. And where God is, there's the peace. There's the joy. There's the love. There's all the things that you and I are looking for, that we're seeking after. Amen. And those things push, drive, and put fear under the feet of Jesus. Amen. We're in Psalms 100. Turn back with me, if you would, to Psalms 95. Look at Psalms 95, and let's read verse number 2. Psalms 95, 2. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Now remember, if I'm not thankful, I can't come into His presence. But if I'm thankful, He said, let us. So I've got to let thanksgiving bring me into the presence of God. This morning you say, well, you don't know the problems I've got. No, I don't. But He does. You don't know the pain I'm having in my body. You don't know the lack that I'm having in my life. You don't know the strain and the struggle that's going on all around me. You don't know that. You don't understand it. I know I don't, and I don't have to. But our God does. He's mindful. The Bible says that the very word before it's in your tongue, He knows it. Why? Because He's reading your heart. And He's concerned with what you're concerned with this morning. So you can be thankful, I can be thankful that I've got a Creator in heaven that looked at me and saw that I was in sin, and He sent Jesus. And the Bible said that God demonstrated His love toward me and you while we were yet sinners. Christ Jesus died for us. Amen? So I can be thankful this morning no matter what's happening, because I know that I'm going to heaven. Amen? You know that you can go to heaven this morning by the blood of Jesus. It redeems you. It washes you. It makes you white as snow. So no matter what's happening in this earth right now, you've got a home in heaven. But you've got a God who wants to help you, help me overcome here and now. Amen? So notice what He said. He said, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. You and I, we can't lift our voice if we're in fear. Because when we lift our voice, we're going to be talking about fear rather than the one who calms the storm. Rather than the one who makes everything that's wrong, He makes it right in His way. Maybe not the way that I would choose to do it, but the way that He would do it that would be perfect. Amen? That's our God. Hallelujah, that's who we're serving. Now, go back. Let's go back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And notice what He said one more time. He said, rejoice evermore, pray, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, this word give thanks, it means an expression of gratitude. An expression. Now, what makes it so great? Have you noticed whether you're an artist, whatever you do with your life, everybody has different abilities. They're distinctive. They're personal. They're God-given. You can express your gratitude to God. Some may do it through song. Some may do it through a smile. Some may do it through a painting. Some may do it through action of following what Jesus has called them to do. But the point is, you have to express your gratitude because it's yours. Nobody else can express what you can express. Amen? So here we are. We look at this, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. This morning, God may have called you to a place, and you may be faithful in that place. But if you're not giving thanks, you're not in the will of God. Now, this is where it gets honest and it gets truthful so you can understand. I'm coming to church. I'm trying my best. I pray. I do the rejoicing. I do the praying. And I pray for the flock. I pray for what God is wanting to do and how God's wanting to do it. But in everything, I'm not giving thanks. Because in all honesty, I didn't want to be here. I didn't want to be here. I wanted to go back to the valley. There was comfort in the valley. There was peace in the valley. There was an assurance that everything was going to be okay in the valley. But see, God has called us out. We can't stay where we once were. There's a time where you're blessed, you're in the will of God because you're in that place, and God is satisfied with that. But when God calls you out of that, we can't be like the children of Israel and look back to Egypt and think about the onions and the cucumber and the garlic and say, Lord, I want to go back. That's not being thankful. So the Lord dealt with me about this, and He's been dealing with me about it, and I told the Lord to help me receive the grace to be thankful for where I'm at. And so that's what I've been working on. I've been working on it. The reason why I wasn't thankful wasn't because I didn't love the location, love the building, especially love the people. It had nothing to do with that. It had everything to do with, Lord, how can we pay for the place? Lord, how can we fill the place? Lord, we need this, we need that. And fear would, I would walk in faith, and then fear would come. And I would yield to that fear. And when I yield to that fear, all of a sudden, the opposite would happen of what God promised. Remember, God promised through the apostle of John, in the epistle of John, He said, perfect love, perfected love, casts out all fear. Because, see, when I realize that God is perfect and He loves me with a love that I cannot be separated from, that you cannot be separated from, then it becomes perfect when I believe that and I receive that. And when I believe that and receive that, that means that fear is pushed away, faith comes, and then I can have an attitude of gratitude. I can have thankfulness. Amen? So immediately, when I stepped out in faith and said, Lord, I don't feel anything, but I repent for not being grateful. I repent for yielding to fear. And I walked that out, and then all of a sudden the feeling come to match the walk of faith. And then God manifested a miracle. And so now get ready, because as Brother Larry Whitby prophesied, God can do what He can do because we're in obedience. We're willing. The Bible says, Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah chapter 1, he said, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Amen? So it's not enough to be obedient. It's not enough to be willing. You have to be willing and obedient, and then you're going to eat the good of the land. Amen? So here we are this morning. He said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. So let's look and let's understand how we need to change some things this morning. Let's look at the example of Jesus. Go with me to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. You know the story very well, but I think you may have not missed it. I've missed it all of these years. John chapter 6, you got the where Christ feeds the 5,000. With the five loaves and the two fishes. And this takes place But I want to pull out 2 points. We don't have time to read all of this. Look at verse number 11, and then we're going to go to verse number 23. Verse number 11 first, John 6:11. Look what Jesus said. Jesus took the loaves. Now remember, we're talking about 5 loaves and 2 fishes. 5,000 men. That's not counting the women and the children. Okay? Here Jesus is. They've been following him and listening to his ministry. And they're faint and they're hungry. There's no Walmart. There's nothing. You realize today there's nothing that can meet your need but Jesus Christ? Nothing. And Jesus took the loaves, mark this down in your Bible, and when he had given thanks. See, we need to change some things. God said, Greg, I love you, but you're spending too much time praying for the wrong thing. Some things we need to pray about, some names we need to give thanks about. Some things that you know the will of God, you don't pray about the will of God. You give God praise for the will of God. Amen? And so Jesus, when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples and the disciples to them that were set down. Come on now. That's why you lifted, you put one hand on your heart. And you lifted the other hand to heaven because you're going to receive. Amen? And then you're going to give out. The disciples couldn't give what they didn't have. They had to receive from Jesus. Now, they're just as hungry as the other 5,000 men. But they had to feed the others before they got fed. Now, notice this. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. Not as much as they could, but as much as they would. Everybody, when they get done, they pick up, you know the story, 12 baskets. That's your God. That's my God. He's a God that is more than enough. Amen? He is the God. The Bible says those who walk uprightly shall lack no good thing. Amen? Now drop down to verse 23. Now get excited with me. This is what an impact what Jesus done had on the Apostle John as he penned this gospel by the unction of the Holy Ghost. Look what he says. Howbeit, there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread. Notice this. Where they did eat bread after that the Lord had given thanks. The Apostle John says, I recognize and realize that Jesus didn't ask God for anything. He thanked him for what was needed. That is perfect love that casts out fear. That's an attitude of gratitude. You and I can be thankful. We don't have to be fearful. We know that our God is willing. Amen? He's willing to meet your need. He's willing to meet my need. He's willing to go beyond our need, Psalms 34, and give you the desires of your heart. That's the God that we serve, but we limit him. We put him in a little box and say, maybe, maybe, possibly, could be, maybe, should be, maybe, ought to, will you? No, he will. The leper come to Jesus, and he said, Lord, if thou wilt, you can heal me. What did Jesus say? I will. I will. So it doesn't matter what you need this morning. He is willing. Now notice, he said that where they did eat bread. You and I, we need to go back this morning, and we need to think about some things where we ate bread. Amen. I was standing there worshiping the Lord, and the Holy Ghost took me back to something. I want to share this with you. At the church we was at before, they got aggravated about some things we were going to do, and so they were going to get rid of us by starving us out. That was their plan. That's what they decided to do. They were going to withhold the any offerings where they could starve us out. Well, we had a baptism because we had some people who got saved, this was the first baptism that we had had at that church. And there was a lady who didn't even go to church there, but we had went to the hospital and ministered to her and her husband when he was dealing with health issues and so forth. And she wanted to be baptized. And she said, can I be baptized even though I don't go to y'all's church? And I said, it's not about our church. It's about his church. I said, if you want to be, sure. So she was baptized. And after it was all over, she gave Donna and I an offering. The biggest offering I ever received up till today. To get us through that time of struggle. And so God brought that back to my remembrance standing right there. I'm not telling that to brag. I'm bragging on God. I'm bragging on Jesus. Amen. That's what God does. He opens up. The Bible says, Luke 6:34, you and I, we give, whether it's grace, mercy, peace, finances. Give, and it shall be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give unto your bosom. Amen? Unto my bosom. That's our God. Amen? So here, after the Lord gave thanks, John is so touched. He said, I realized that all the needs that was met that day, and the needs were physical. It come after the giving of thanks. So in everything, this is the will of God concerning you, that we give thanks. And if we don't give thanks, then we're transgressing. And if we're transgressing, we're out of the will of God. And so we want to be in the place and the position where we let Jesus show us by example. Amen? All right. Let's look at another example real quick. Go with me to John. We're in chapter 6. Go over to chapter 11. You know this story very well. John chapter 11. Lazarus has died. And he's died. And he's been in the tomb for 4 days. But look what Jesus does when he gets there. Verse number 41. John 11:41, because we don't have time to read the whole story. And they took away the stone from the place where the dead, where Lazarus, where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Verse 42. And I know that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. What did he do? He thanked God. He thanked God that God was the God above death. Amen? Lazarus, come forth. Come on. God wants to bring some things out of your life and my life that looks like they're dead. Looks like that they're done past the point of revival. They're done past the point of being utilized in your life and my life. But if we'll thank God, if we'll follow the example of the Lord Jesus Christ, what's going to happen? Life is going to come. The will of God is going to come. The plan of God is going to come. Jesus is going to be exalted. You're going to be edified. And other people are going to see Jesus Christ making good on all of his promises. Amen? All right. Hurry with me and go to the book of Colossians. The book of Colossians. Look at Colossians chapter 3. We preached on this verse of Scripture not too long ago, but not in this context. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Now remember we preached what the word rule was. It means the umpire. You remember that on a Sunday morning? It means let God have the final say in your life. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body. Now notice this. And be ye thankful. And be ye thankful. Now this word be ye thankful. This is the whole key. This word be, it means to come into being because you generate it. It's your choice. It's my choice whether to be thankful or not. And so we can generate an atmosphere of lack, of sickness, of cursing. Or we can generate an atmosphere of blessing, of providence, of abundance by our very attitude of where we're at. See, the devil wants to bring you and I in a place of despair where all we see is the negative. All we see is the lack. All we feel is the pain. All of these things, and God wants to take us past that, and he wants us to do it because you and I, we let the peace of God rule, have the final say. We let that have the final say in our life, and you and I, we generate thankfulness. We thank God. The Bible says that in the atonement is healing. So we need to start thanking God for our healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. The Bible says that when you seek after God, the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that God will add everything to your life. Does He not? Matthew 6:34, amen? 6:33, 6:34, 6:35, it's an encouragement in those verses of the providence of God. You've got to seek first. So if I seek Him first, then I don't have to wonder whether God will meet my need. I don't have to be in fear about it. I can be in faith. And if I'm in faith, I'm in gratitude. I'm in thanksgiving. So I need to start thanking God. Thank you, Lord. There's no division in my household. Thank you, Lord, that you promised my household to be saved. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know it don't look like it. I know they're living like the devil. They're walking like the devil. They're looking like the devil. But I'm not going to speak that over them. I'm going to say, God, I see them in the body of Christ. I see the blood of Jesus on them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. I see them delivered from every addiction. I see them with the joy of the Lord, which is their strength, enabling them, empowering them to be all they can be. I see peace with my enemies. Come on now. God said that when my ways please Him, He makes even our enemies at peace with us. So we stop praying about the trouble. We stop being negative and talking about the trouble. And we talk about the God that brings peace. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that I have peace in this situation. I let you rule. I let you arbitrate. I let you have the final say. Now, what does the word arbitrate mean? The arbitrate, if you've got an arbitrator, he comes between two people and he settles it. Brother Corey mentioned in Sunday school class this morning, he quoted what Paul wrote in the book of Timothy, that Jesus Christ, He is our mediator between God, but He's also our mediator between other people. So let's let the peace of God arbitrate. In other words, let the peace of God bring peace between you and everything that's dividing in your life because you're thankful for it. Amen? You believe God for it. You're standing on it. Amen? Hallelujah. All right, real quick. Go to the book of Ephesians. Brother Corey Dunn got all over this morning in Sunday school class. But Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 17. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. What's the will of the Lord? And everything you give thanks. I give thanks because this is the will of God concerning you, right? 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Okay. So wherefore be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, that we be thankful. And the only way we can be thankful is not be influenced externally. Look what verse 18 says. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be being filled with the Spirit. That's what it's saying in the Greek. It's a continuous action. Be being filled. You're filled when you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, but you have to constantly be drinking from the fountain of God. Amen? You constantly got to be letting those rivers be stirred up inside of you. Be being filled. Now, when you're doing that, we're here for a reason. Look what happens. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, verse 20, giving thanks. Giving thanks. The Spirit of God said, I want you to look at your life, talking to me, okay? And He said, I want you to see every area that you're not giving thanks in. And every area that you're not giving thanks in, you've not let the Holy Ghost fill you up. Now, if that don't get you on your knees, that's a humbling experience when you think that you're in one place and God says, no, son, you need to take the lower seat. If you take the lower seat, then I'll lift you up to the higher seat. All right, so I had to get everything right. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of God. Of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, if I can't give thanks, I'm not in faith. And if I'm not in faith, then there's only one other option. I'm in fear. So I've got to come back and I've got to say, Lord, I repent. I repent. That's it. Simple as that. Because when you repent, when I repent, God takes that as far away from us as the north is, or as the east is from the west, as deep as the Micah says, the prophet Micah says, as far away as deep as the ocean can carry it. So here we are this morning. We've got a chance and opportunity for all fear to be taken out of our life. But we got to be honest with God. And we've got to tell Him, listen, Lord, I admit that I'm fearful in these areas. See, the last 2 weeks I've been with the Lord, and I had to get to a place and a position where I told Him, I repent because I was fearful about this whole situation at this church. I was fearful about the ministry that He's placed Donna and I in, and I wasn't thankful to the doors that He's opened and the places that we were going. I didn't want to go minister there because I was in fear. But you and God make a majority, and you and the Lord make one. And you're whole, because remember we studied it last week, you're complete in Christ Jesus. You're whole in Him. It's what Paul wrote to the church at Colossae. So this morning I want us to be in a place and a position where we recognize what God, Isaiah chapter 43, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21. Isaiah 43, verse 21. This is what God said. God said this about you this morning, about me. This people have I formed for myself. Come on, that already encouraged you. The devil didn't make you, so the devil can't stop you. God said, this people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. The way we praise God is with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, praise, and worship take us to a place that we've never been before. So this morning, what I want us to do, I want us to be brutally honest with ourselves, brutally honest with the Lord, and I want us to yield to Him and to His Spirit, and I promise you, deliverance will come in your life. You're going to leave here with a new freedom. You don't know how much the spirit of fear can work in your life behind the scenes. The devil doesn't work openly. He works in the dark. And so till we let the Lord shine the light on it to reveal what the devil's doing, sometimes we don't even know what's happening. But if we'll admit it to the Lord today, the light's going to shine stronger and stronger, and the spirit of fear is going to be ejected out of your life, and the Holy Ghost is going to come in that place. And you'll be so grateful that everyone's going to know that God has touched you and changed you. Amen? Hallelujah. Pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, to the best of my ability right here, Lord, I've given what You've gave me. I've been honest to my flaws, to my mistakes. Lord, and I thank You for what You have done and what You're going to do in and through our lives, in and through this congregation. Lord, right now, let people be honest with You. Bring them to a place of humility, because You said if we'd humble ourselves under Your mighty hand, that You would exalt us in due season. Today, let it be a day of exaltation, a day that people step up into the plan and the will of God, and they have newfound liberty and freedom, ability to thank You despite what they're feeling, despite what they're seeing, despite what the enemy and the world is bringing as a prognosis. Let everything be brought under Your feet, Lord Jesus. We ask You, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch and draw right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would You come? Would You come and make Yourself an altar and say, Lord, here I am. Here I am this morning. I want the peace of God that passes all understanding. I want the peace of God to arbitrate, to work in my life, to bring unity and victory. And I want to admit that I have not been grateful about some things. We're not grateful for the bad things that the devil brings, that the world brings. We're not grateful for them. We're grateful that Jesus went to the cross for us. We need to look at the cross instead of looking at what is trying to bring discouragement and despair and fear. Look to the cross, because when you look to the cross, you recognize and realize that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith, and He come to make us whole and come to make us complete. Please don't miss this opportunity this morning. Let God do what only He can do in your life. Complete success, total victory this morning is within your reach. Peace, even with your enemy. God can bring peace with people, with families that are separated, that are divided, right now, this morning, by your response. Let it be in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.